Sometimes all it takes to bring back the world of one's childhood is a tiny object. Storyteller Tony Norris recently came across one such object. He has this tale of the joy and tragedy associated with it.
I don't sleep well. Sometimes in the darkest moments of the night, a pesky ball begins to roll down the Rube Goldberg machine that is my mind. It hovers in the murk till it drops in a cup, and I am awake. Most recently, a tiny, wizened monkey, carved from a peach seed, showed up. Such figures were once commonly whittled by the old men of my childhood. I crawled from my bed, went to the computer, typed Peach Pit Monkey into Google, and pressed enter. A picture leaped up, and I was transported to the summer of 1956 in Central Texas. Uncle Jim Yeary pulled his faded red pickup into the drive and unloaded a big basket of Parker County's finest peaches. There are few pleasures greater than biting into a sun-warmed peach. Mama brought out a dishpan, and Uncle Jim helped her peel peaches for a cobbler. I watched the sickle moon blade of his pocket knife flicker through the tender skins. I listened as the sad-faced man gossiped and joked in his gentle voice. Just a few years before, Uncle Jim and Aunt Pearl had driven to Weatherford on a rainy night to see the Christmas lights. Their car stalled on the railroad tracks, and Uncle Jim hadn't been able to restart it before it was struck by a Texas and Pacific freight train. Aunt Pearl was killed. Even as a child, I could hear the sorrow in my uncle's voice. Uncle Jim peeled the last peach and began to whittle on the blood-red seed. When he was done, a cunning little monkey lay in his palm. Uncle Jim handed it to me. I could scarcely breathe. How could such a wonder come to be? And it was mine. A year later, Uncle Jim pulled into the darkest corner of the drive-in theater in the pickup and ended his life, while cowboys and Indians shot it out on the giant screen. I don't know when the monkey escaped from the King Edward cigar box that held my childhood treasures, but one day I looked and it was gone. So recently, I followed a second Google link to an eBay listing for a very old peach seed carving of a monkey. Bidding was at $6 and shipping was $5, but I didn't need to hold it in my hand. The monkey had already taken me home.
Tony Norris grew up in Central Texas. He's now a folk singer and storyteller in Flagstaff, Arizona.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.